This program may contain content of an explicit nature. Listener discretion is advised. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you tonight's special presentation.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
Well, I've heard of ambulance chasing, but this is something new.
He destroyed himself. How true that will be.
This brain has been drained.
It must be a mutation, a freak of nature.
Here's a serum that will heal you whether you're rabid or not.
Shop, what do you want? Oh, yes, sir. I've just been doing some, inventory. Yes, taking care of things, you know. There's been no more damage to the shop. None at all. I patched up the walls and the door. Rest assured, there's been no more deviant customers messing up the place. And I plan to keep it that way. Don't you worry, sir. The horror shop is in good hands. Wait a second. Excuse me, sir. What the hell is that sound? Nothing, sir. That was nothing at all. Just the cash register. Yes, it's been acting up lately. Yes, that's it. Nothing to worry about. I'll call you back in a bit. Good day, sir. Look, I don't know who you are, but riddle me this. Why is it that nobody can ever use the actual door? It's literally right there. There's a handle and hinges, and it opens and it closes. Simple concept, you know. But no, you just come burrowing up through the floor, and once again, the shop is in ruins for the umpteenth time!
Oh, gee whiz. Sorry about that. I was just delivering some eggs around the neighborhood. I thought you might like some.
Delivering eggs? Who the hell are you, the freaking Easter Bunny?
Why, yes, but you can call me E.B.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but you're late. Besides, rabbits don't lay eggs. I've never understood that one.
Well, only special ones do, like me.
Oh, you're special, all right.
Here, I'll show you. Just a sec.
That is disgusting. Do it again.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh, Oh, good God, that's horrendous. Smells worse than my grandmother. And she's been dead for 40 years.
Oh, my bad. I think that one was rotten.
Well, while I'm dealing with this ripe furball over here, you might as well have a listen to this month's episode of Horror Shop Radio. This one goes back in time to the days of sock hops and soda shops, when the good times really rolled. Little Susie was a nice girl who had trouble making friends. Always the brunt of the joke. Until one day, she met a special friend who really turned her life upside down. Sit back, relax, and take a journey with me into the rabbit hole.
Beautiful day out there.
Why, yes it does, my dear. Go ahead and get dressed. I fixed up a delicious breakfast just for you. It's waiting for you downstairs.
Thank you, Mother. It smells wonderful.
Only the best for my little angel. All right, dear, now hurry up. We don't want to miss that bus now, do we?
All right, Mother. I'll be down in a jiffy.
Well, hello, folks. That's Little Susie. And, well, Little Susie's mother, and I'm your friendly neighborhood narrator. This is the story of what took place in the spring of 1951 in the small town of Sunnyside. It was a quaint little village in those days. Everyone knew each other, and it seemed they were always so happy. Just enjoying life to the fullest and living each day as if it were their last. Who knows? Maybe it was.
There you are, Susie. Bacon and eggs, sunny side up, just how you like them. A great start to the day.
Why, thank you, Mother.
Good morning, dear. Look at that sun shining bright. Beautiful day, I'll say.
Sure is, my love. There's plenty of breakfast to go around. Would you like me to fix you a plate?
No, thank you. Don't want to be late for work now. Just my coffee will do.
Here you go, and don't forget your morning paper.
Why, thank you. And good morning, Susie. Can't forget about my little girl. Now, you have yourself a wonderful day at school.
Father?
Yes, Susie? What is it?
Well, I was just wondering, can I have a kitty cat?
Oh, sorry, Susie, but there will be no cats in this house.
What about a puppy dog?
No puppies either.
But Father, please!
Susie, will there be anything else? I'll be late for work if I don't hurry.
No, Father.
Well, all right then. I'll see you two this evening.
Goodbye, dear. Have a good day.
You too.
Mother?
Yes, Susie?
Why doesn't Daddy let me have a puppy or a kitty?
Well, pets are a big responsibility, you know. You have to feed them, clean up after them, take them to the vet. They really are a lot of work, and expensive to boot. Plus, your father has his reasons.
Well, I don't like those reasons. I'd take real good care of it if you just let me have one.
Now, Susie, there'll be no talking back. No means no, and that's that. Now hurry up and finish your breakfast so we can get you off to school.
Yes, Mother.
Now, don't get me wrong. Little Susie could be quite a brat sometimes. She didn't like it when she couldn't have her way, and this time was no different. All she wanted was a pet to call her own, to love and play with and cuddle too. Susie had trouble making friends, so she thought having a kitty or a puppy might make her feel happier. For happiness wasn't something Susie was accustomed to, especially when it came to school.
You have a terrific day at school, my love. Now give your mother a big kiss goodbye.
Bye, Mother.
Come on, kid. What are you waiting for? Hurry it up and take a seat. I ain't got all day. Sit down. Let's go.
Aw, little Susie. Mommy wants a kiss goodbye. Poor little Susie's gonna miss her mommy.
Leave me alone, Patty.
Aw, I think you made her upset. Looks like she's gonna cry.
Well, little baby Susie's gonna cry.
Stop it! Be quiet!
Where's your little baby bottle, Susie?
Better check her diaper. She probably peed her pants.
You're such a loser, Susie.
Loser!
Loser.
Stop! Just stop, please.
Well, it seems little Susie's day was not getting off to a very good start. You see, Patricia Conway was the most popular girl at Sunnyside Junior High. Her friends, Barbara Pulaski and Sheila Roy, followed her every move. They got quite the kick by tormenting poor little Susie. Unfortunately for her, things didn't get any better once she got to school.
Now, class. Here on the map, you see the great state of Arkansas. Now, this is, of course, not to be confused with the state of Kansas. Although they sound similar, they are indeed two entirely different states. Yes, Susie, you have a question?
Yes, Mrs. Witherby. They are two different states, but it's actually pronounced Arkansas, not Arkansas. I know that's because my family comes from there.
Well, excuse me, young lady. How dare you correct my pronunciation? Come up here this instant.
Yes, Mrs. Witherby.
Now, Miss Smarty Pants, since you're such a know-it-all, why don't you show me how to teach the class? You think you can do a better job? Go right ahead, Susie. Show me how it's done. Go on now. Let's hear it.
But, Mrs. Witherby, I didn't mean to...
You didn't mean to what? You have some nerve trying to humiliate me. How does it feel to be up here in front of the class now? Nothing to say. Cat got your tongue? What do you think, class? How is little Susie doing? Do you think she should be your teacher?
She sounds like a real dummy to me.
Boy, I'll say.
Stupid little Susie.
Just what I thought. Now, that'll teach you not to interrupt me again.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Witherby.
I bet you are. That'll be detention after school today. Last time you'll talk back to me.
Just leave me alone. All of you.
Get back here, young lady. Where do you think you're going?
Well, if the day wasn't going bad enough already for little Susie, Patty and her pals were back at it during lunch.
Now, listen, you two. When Susie comes back with her food, slip this ketchup packet under her butt. When she goes to sit down, it'll look like she got period all over the place.
Ew. Good idea, Patty. I'll do it.
This ought to be great. I can't wait to see the look on her face.
Hey, Susie! Come, have a seat with us. Listen, we just wanted to apologize for picking on you this morning on the bus. It wasn't very nice, and we're so sorry.
Yeah, that's right. We're really sorry, Susie.
Come sit with us at our table. We'll make it up to you.
Really? You mean you really want me to sit with you?
Why, of course, Susie. We just want to be friends.
Well, golly gee, I'd really like that. Thanks, guys.
Ew! Look, everyone, Susie got her period!
Wait, what? No, I didn't!
Gross!
Susie, you're disgusting.
Looks like your Aunt Flo showed up for an unexpected visit. Such bad timing.
Stop it! All of you, just leave me alone!
Finally, Susie's terrible school day had come to an end. She'd sat in detention after school and was forced to write the same sentence on the chalkboard for the entire hour. I will not disrupt my teacher and my class. And all because she was too smart for her own good. Poor little Susie. Poor little Susie.
You are free to go now, child. I sure do hope you've learned a valuable lesson from this.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll never correct you again, even if you're wrong.
Oh, why, you little witch! You're really asking for it now, aren't you?
Goodbye, Mrs. Weatherby. I'll see you tomorrow.
Since little Susie stayed after school that day and wasn't able to take the bus, she had no choice but to walk home. Along her way, she heard a strange voice call out to her. She stopped in her tracks and looked around, but for the life of her, she just couldn't seem to figure out where it was coming from.
Susie. Susie.
Hello? Who is that? Who's there?
As she looked over to the grass, she noticed a large hole in the ground, about the size of a basketball, she thought. Realizing the voice seemed to be coming from within the hole, Susie walked over to the grass and knelt down. She peered deep down inside. It was dark and seemed to go down as far as she could see, but there was nothing inside, or so it seemed.
Yeah, kid, this is my home. Of course I'm down here.
Are you a rabbit?
That's Mr. Rabbit to you.
Gee, I never knew rabbits could talk.
Well, you never met me.
Mr. Rabbit, how did you know my name?
I'm a good guesser. What can I say? Best friend, Susie.
rabbit and he talks, but he's really nice and he's going to be my best friend. Can I keep him as a pet? He won't be any trouble at all, I assure you. I'll build him a nice rabbit hatch in the backyard and I'll feed him and take care of him and he won't have to worry about anything, please. He deserves a good home. Can I bring him home, please?
Young lady, you've got to be kidding me. There will be no filthy rabbits in this household, especially after a day like today. You have some nerve even asking me for this, Susan.
Your teacher called home, Susie. She told us what you did today and that you were given a detention. Of all things, I would never expect such behavior out of you, Susie.
Insubordination towards your elders is totally uncalled for, and it will not be tolerated, Susie. Your mother and I have decided that until further notice, or until we see you start making some changes around here, you're grounded, young lady.
But...
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's just the way it is. Now go to your room.
Mother?
You listened to your father, Susie. You got yourself into this one. Now get going.
This isn't fair. I hate them. I hate them all so much.
Little Susie was quite bewildered at this point. Not only had she made friends with a talking rabbit in a hole in the ground, but now she was hearing his voice through the air vent in her bedroom floor. She crept over towards the vent slowly, unsure of how this could even be.
I don't understand. How did you get in there?
Magic, silly Susie. I'm a magic rabbit. I started out in a hat. Now I'm able to just burrow my way to, well, anywhere I want.
That's pretty convenient, I suppose.
Sure is. Now, don't be so glum. Are your parents giving you a hard time?
Yeah, they sure are. I wish they'd just let me explain. Now I'm grounded and they hate me. Hope they never treat me this way ever again.
That could be arranged, you know.
What do you mean?
I told you, Susie, I'm magic. I make things happen. If I told you my secret, I'd have to kill you. I'm just pulling your chain, Susie.
Phew, you had me going for a minute there.
I'm your best friend. Remember, Susie?
Of course. Thanks for being there. It's really swell to have someone to talk to. I love you, Mr. Rabbit.
I love you too, Susie.
Despite all the bullying, the detentions, the groundings, little Susie seemed to be feeling better. That was all due to her newfound best friend, Mr. Rabbit. He was all she could think about. Having someone to level with and appreciate her gave her a real sense of self-worth. She suddenly didn't feel like a nobody anymore. That is, of course, until the next day at school.
Now, class, turn your books to page 23, chapter 4. Here we will learn about all the presidents of the United States of America. President George Washington was our... Excuse me, Miss Susie Peterson. What is it this time? Doodling in class? I expect to have your full attention while I am speaking. You want to learn something here, don't you? Don't want to turn out to be an idiot, do you? Because you're certainly headed down the right path. What is this, anyway, that you're doodling that is so much more important than what I'm teaching you? Oh, what a lovely picture of a... rabbit. This is history, not art class. That'll be another detention today for you.
But, Mrs. Weatherby... No!
By this point, little Susie was fed up. How could Mrs. Weatherby do such a thing? The sketch of her beloved Mr. Rabbit that she had worked on so hard, destroyed for no reason. Just like that. How much more torment could poor little Susie possibly endure?
Well, look who it is, girls. Little Susie Red Snatch.
Leave me alone!
Whoa, it was just a bloody joke. Get it? Bloody joke.
Aw, don't leave so soon, Susie. Look, there she flows.
Jerks! Big, stupid, filthy, rotten, scum-sucking, butt-faced cows! I hate them! I hate all of them!
What's the matter, Susie?
What? Who said that?
You know, silly Susie. It's me! I'm down here.
In the sink drain? How did you...
Never mind the details. I think you know what needs to be done.
What do you mean?
Mrs. Weatherby, Patty, and her friends.
I hate them! I wish they'd all just drop dead!
Wow! I'm impressed, Susie. Let that anger out. It's not good to keep it all pent up inside. Sometimes, we need to take our frustrations out on the ones who really deserve it.
Well, there's nothing I can do. I'll just go home, go to sleep, and the same thing will happen all over again tomorrow. I'm doomed! You hear me, Mr. Rabbit? I said I'm doomed!
Quite the contrary, best friend. Don't you remember? I'm here to help.
Well, so far, you haven't helped anything. I thought you were my friend, but I guess not.
Come on now, Susie. Don't talk like that. I'm your best friend. I promise I'll make it all go away.
Promise? Seeing is believing. Goodbye, Mr. Rabbit.
Later that day, Susie served her second detention and walked home again after. When she got to the spot where she had found the hole the day before, she stopped. Little Susie was feeling bad about what she had said to Mr. Rabbit. She knew how she felt when everyone talked down to her and instantly regretted speaking to her only friend the way she had. She waited, but there was no response. No more Mr. Rabbit. No more best friend. Had she pushed away the only thing she really cared for, she thought? Was he gone forever? With all those questions rattling around in her mind, she pushed on and headed home. When she got there, she went in through the gate in the backyard like she always had, except something was different. There in the far corner of the yard, pushed up against the fence, was a large wooden rabbit hutch with a wire cage built into it. It looked rather rickety and like it had been built by, well, someone who wasn't a very good builder. Where had this come from, little Susie wondered. Surely she hadn't built it. Had her father changed his mind and decided to let her keep the rabbit as a pet? She rushed inside to see if this was indeed the case.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Did you build my rabbit a nice house out back? Are you letting me keep him?
Susie, for the last time, enough of this little rabbit nonsense. Your teacher called again. Another detention? What is going on with you lately?
Dear, what your father is trying to say is, you're obsessed with this pet idea. drawing bunny rabbits during class instead of focusing on your work? Your father and I have told you countless times we are not getting a dog or a cat, or especially a rabbit.
This'll be the last time we talk about this, Susie. You hear? And at the rate you're going, you'll be grounded for the next year if you keep it up. Go to your room now. No supper for you tonight.
But I'm hungry.
That's enough, Susie. Your father makes the rules, and that's that.
Little Susie went to bed hungry. Hungry and sad. For her only true friend had abandoned her. And it was all her fault, she thought. She pondered if maybe she deserved all of this. And maybe she really was the rotten kid everybody seemed to think she was. Her mother didn't even walk with her to the bus stop the next morning like she always did.
All right, kid, let's go! Get on this bus and sit down before I close these doors and leave you standing there with that dumb look on your face.
Looking around the bus, little Susie noticed something unusual. There was no Patty Conway, no Barbara Pulaski, and no Sheila Roy.
Huh. Maybe they're just absent today. But all on the same day? Gee, that's strange. They probably all ditched school together, playing hooky, I bet.
This made little Susie quite ecstatic. No big bad bullies to push her around today. This day was off to a great start.
Hello, class. My name is Mrs. Constable. Mrs. Weatherby is out today, and I will be your substitute teacher. I was left some notes here. Let's see. Oh, here we are. If you take out your books, we're going to be continuing our learning on our nation's presidents. Oh, yes, dear? You had a question?
Hello, Mrs. Constable. I just wanted to say it's nice to meet you and have you as our teacher today.
Oh, why, how nice of you to say so. What was your name, dear?
My name's Susie. Susie Peterson.
Well, hello, Susie. It's a pleasure to meet you, and the rest of you as well.
Well, isn't that grand? Susie was really having a wonderful day at school for a change. Things were really starting to turn around for her. The rest of the day was quite splendid as well. The only thing missing was, well, her friend, Mr. Rabbit. On her way home, she once again stopped at the place where the hole was. But it was gone. There was nothing there but the grass. No sign of any hole whatsoever, like the ground had never been disrupted. Quite puzzled by this, little Susie continued home and entered the backyard as she always did. There, the large wooden rabbit hutch still stood, but something didn't feel right to her. She called out for her friend as she slowly approached the cage.
Hello, Mr. Rabbit. Are you in there, Mr. Rabbit?
As she got closer and closer to the rabbit hutch, she noticed a matted patch of hair protruding from inside the opening of the cage.
There you are, Mr. Rabbit. Are you sleeping? Wake up, silly. It's me, Susie. I've missed you so much.
Standing in front of the cage now, Susie suddenly felt an overwhelming sense of dread come over her. She knew something was wrong. She slowly extended her arm and undid the latch of the door. She reached into the hole as far as her arm would go and tugged on the hair, but it seemed to be stuck, lodged deep inside the hole.
Come on, Mr. Rabbit!
With all her might, she gave one final yank, and it came loose. But it was not Mr. Rabbit. Or any other type of rabbit, for that matter. Several circular objects came tumbling out of the cage and onto the ground below. Little Susie looked down at her feet, now covered in blood. Her eyes grew wide with terror, realizing now that these objects were none other than human heads. Human heads belonging to Patty, Barb, and Sheila, Mrs. Weatherby, and even her school bus driver, Mr. Cooper Smith. Horrified, little Susie ran towards the house and burst through the kitchen door.
Mother! Father, where are you? Help me! Help, help, please! Help me!
Susie began to hear a rumbling sound. It seemed to be coming from under the ground, beneath the house. It grew louder and louder, as if something was burrowing through the earth, until finally, the floorboards began to crack and pop loose. Little by little, the floor began to disintegrate, giving way to the ground below and what lay beneath it. There, in the middle of the kitchen floor, was now a giant black hole. Suddenly, a huge black mass rose up out of the hole. It was featureless aside from two eyes, glowing a fiery red. The thing stood as tall as the ceiling and towered over little Susie. It was shadowy but translucent, and its arms billowed like smoke in the air. It cocked its head and peered down at the child.
No! Leave me alone! Please stop!
Stop! Leave you alone! That's all you ever say, Susie. I'm your best friend. Remember? I've done everything you asked. You wanted all those wretched souls to never bother you again. I made sure that they're gone forever. There's no one left to torment you now.
No, I didn't want you to kill them!
You said you hated them all. Wanted them gone forever.
You to kill anyone? How could you do this?
Susie, it's what friends are for.
Go away! You're evil! Mommy! Daddy! Where are you? Help me, please!
Don't you remember, Susie? You said you hated them too. They wouldn't let you have a pet. They grounded you. They made you starve. They were all so mean to you. Little too late for them now, don't you think?
Give me my parents back now!
Don't worry, Susie. You won't go hungry again. Breakfast is ready. It's your favorite.
Petrified at what she might find, little Susie slowly turned her body around. There on the stove sat the heads of her mother and her father. Their flesh sizzling on the lit burners. Little Susie immediately vomited all over herself at the sight of this. The smell of their scorched skin melting and dripping down into the surface elements was the most nauseating thing she'd ever endured. Just then, the thing extended its long, shadowy arm and grabbed hold of Susie's hand. It twisted its dark, skeletal limb around little Susie's, wrapping itself around her. Little Susie fought with all her might, but her strength was no match for the thing. Despite all her best efforts, the black mass enveloped her body and pulled her down into the hole in the ground. As they disappeared into the earth below, the hole covered itself back up with soil and the floorboards nailed themselves back down onto the floor, leaving no trace of little Susie or her friend. That spring of 1951 left the town of Sunnyside with quite a few missing persons cases. Susie Peterson, her parents, Patricia Conway, Barbara Pulaski, Sheila Roy, Beatrice Weatherby, and the bus driver, Tom Coopersmith. All were never seen or heard from again. No trace of their bodies or their heads were ever found. Now, you might ask, how do I know all this? Who am I? And how do I know this story is true? Well, let's just say, over the years, I've made quite a few
friends.
Say, Henry, I bet my bike is faster than yours. Want a race?
You're on, Roger. I'm gonna beat you so bad.
Hey, hold on. What is that over there?
Huh?
I swear, I just seen a really big rabbit jump into that hole over there.
Really? Let's go check it out!
Well, that was a real head-turner. Say, you've managed to crap out about a dozen of those things. You seriously think I'm gonna eat that?
Oh, they're delicious. Here, don't knock it till you try it.
No, thank you. You can keep those things to yourself.
Good. Right here, baby. Now that's a great A.
Yuck. Say, why don't you grab your basket and hop on over here? There's something I'd like to show you. It's in the back, just behind this curtain. Follow me. It's just over here.
Oh boy, it's really dark back here. I can't see anything.
Oh, watch your step. Oh, don't worry. It's just a cauldron. You see, all your munching really got me in the mood for some rabbit stew. Until next time, listeners. Bon appetit, and good night from the Horror Shop.
Horror Shop Radio, Episode 6, Rabbit Hole, was written, directed, and produced by Matthew Bird. The cast featured the voice talents of Carson Campbell as the narrator and Mr. Rabbit, Kylie Rutson as Little Susie and Mother, Jason G. Saris as Father, Nathan Waltering as the bus driver, Mr. Coopersmith, Isabella Del Rio as Patty Conway, Emmett Douglas as Barbara Pulaski and Roger, Brianna Bird as Sheila Roy, Bryn Curry as Mrs. Weatherby, Marty Anderson as Mrs. Constable, and Tim Lowe as Henry. Appearing in the shopkeeper narrative segments was Zasha Bierwanger as E.B. The original musical score for this episode was composed by Damon Price, you can check out his website at DamonPrice.com. That's DamonPrice.com. Or you can listen to him on Apple Music. An additional musical piece was featured entitled Hush by Kevin MacLeod and was used on a Creative Commons license. The Horror Shop Radio theme music was composed by Steve Vill of the band Technokill. You can check out their website at technokill.com. That's TEKNOKILL.com. Or you can listen to their music on most streaming services. Our cover art was designed, as always, by Bill Pittenger. Post-production and editing was done by Matthew Bird. Additional sound design from freesound.org on a Creative Commons license. If you are enjoying Horror Shop Radio, please take a moment and review us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. This will get the show noticed more and help us to reach a broader audience. We thank you for listening to Horror Shop Radio, and we hope that you will subscribe and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. You can also visit us at horrorshopradio.com or at Horror Shop Radio on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay tuned for announcements on upcoming episodes. Horror Shop Radio is a production of Horror Shop Films and Innovation Cinema Productions. Copyright 2021.